Chapter 2
Dad? Daddy?
At the sound of Paul's voice, his quick light steps on the garage stairs, David looked up from the exposed sheet of paper he had just slipped into the developer.
Hang on, he called out. Just a second, Paul.
But even as he spoke, the door burst open, spilling light into the room.
Damn it!
David watched the paper darken rapidly, the image lost in the sudden burst of light.
Damn it, Paul, haven't I told you a million zillion trillion times not to come in when the red light is on?
Sorry. I'm sorry, Dad.
David took a deep breath, chastened. Paul was only 6, and standing in the doorway, he looked very small.
It's okay, Paul. Come on in. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
He squatted down and held out his arms, and Paul plunged into them, resting his head briefly on David's shoulder, the bristle of his new haircut both soft and stiff against David's neck. Paul was slight and wiry, strong, a boy who moved through the world like quicksilver, quiet and watchful and eager to please. David kissed his forehead, regretting that moment of anger, marveling at his son's shoulder blades, elegant and perfect, stretching out like wings beneath layers of skin and muscle.
Okay, what was so important? He asked, sitting back on his heels. What was important enough to spoil my pictures?
Dad, look, Paul said. Look what I found.
He unclenched his small fist. Several flat stones, thin discs with a hole in the center, rested on his palm, the size of buttons.
These are great, David said, picking one up. Where did you find them?
Yesterday, when I went with Jason to his grandfather's farm. There's a creek, and you have to be careful because Jason saw a copperhead last summer, but it's too cold for snakes now, so we were wading, and I found these right by the edge of the water.
Wow.
David fingered the fossils. Light and delicate, millennia old, time preserved more clearly than any photograph ever could.
These fossils were part of a sea lily, Paul. You know, a long time ago, a lot of Kentucky used to be under an ocean.
Really? Neat. Is there a picture in the rock book?
Maybe. We'll check as soon as I clean up. How are we doing on time?
He added, stepping to the darkroom door and glancing outside. It was a beautiful spring day, the air soft and warm, dogwoods in bloom all around the perimeter of the garden. Nora had set up tables and covered them with bright cloths. She'd arranged plates and punch, chairs and napkins, vases of flowers. A maypole fashioned around a lean poplar tree in the center of the backyard streamed bright ribbons. She'd done this by herself, too. David had offered to help, but she'd declined. Stay out of the way, she'd told him. That's the best thing you can do right now. So he had. He stepped back into the dark room, cool and hidden with its pale red light and sharp scent of chemicals.